Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to the Nick Oliveri Show. I am your host, Nick Oliveri, because without me, this Nick Oliveri Show does not tick. It doesn't work. There cannot be a Nick Oliveri Show without Nick Oliveri. Number one best-selling independent novelist, Ukrainian-born, but proud to be an American. Right now, I am your tired host in a loft in northern Philadelphia. And I came to a realization today. Now, all weekend, I've been signing copies and mainly working. Just a little backdrop with a buddy of mine who's also a professional music producer for live events and musicians of all sorts and stature. And I'm actually very excited. It was a great weekend, productive weekend, tiring weekend. As I record this on the Monday, last Monday of April 2025, and I was tracking most of the poems that I needed and wanted for this new audio experience in order to bring This Book Is Expensive, the new poetry, out into a different medium that would just make more sense. So with all that kind of out of the way, I just want to talk about the realization I had the other day and how Virginia Woolf and Jane Austen, Charles Dickens, James Joyce, Shakespeare, maybe some more of my influences. Definitely Virginia Woolf. I was just reading some of Mrs. Dalloway. I've been reading Dostoevsky and The Idiot, Love Hunter S. Thompson, Hemingway, those beat writers of that era. Never got too into Faulkner, but he's obviously great. Or at least I thought they were great. Now, sorry if the audio is a little off. I am at a loft in North Philly, so I'm not sure how the acoustics are. I don't have my normal mic, but very important today that we get something understood. I know I've spoke about Rebecca Yarros in episodes past in her new book, like Iron Flame or Iron Wing or something like that. Here's the thing. It's not just her. It's all these modern authors. You got Lauren Groff. I'm not going to pick on Madeline Miller. I actually love Madeline Miller. I think she's freaking fantastic. I loved Cersei. Go down the... Oh, Colleen Hoover. And just a lot of books I'm seeing, especially when I go out to Barnes & Nobles, and I've been to one every weekend now for the last few weeks. Yes, they're on business and to sign and interact with readers, but I've been to a lot of Barnes & Nobles just recently and over the past couple years, regardless. And I've been seeing this incredible, super awesome, this revolution in literature that is in specifically paperback and hardcover, you know, tangible books, that is taking not just the industry, but the craft by storm. Because you can tell that these new books, the ones with like the teams behind them and all the marketing and all the thousands and maybe tens of thousands of dollars in design, the tens of thousands of dollars in PR, the hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in printing, publicity, more marketing, and of course editing, but design. That's my realization. So I was reading Mrs. Dalloway, and I looked down. I thought I was enjoying it, you know? I thought I was enjoying this book. I haven't read Virginia Woolf in a long time, but she's a big inspiration of mine. She was self-published. I don't know if you knew that. But I realized that all, you know, Nabokov, those folks, those writers of past, nonetheless, the other art forms and artists I'm so inspired by, and I used to look on as, you know, Goliaths and behemoths of the past, and just really, really awesome figures. It's just disappointing, but equally exciting that we have all these new writers. Like I said, like, you know, we got Lauren Groff. We got that girl who wrote Crying in H Mart or something. But she doesn't have what I realized today. So if I were to go here, and so it's hard to pick out just Rebecca Yarros because it's a whole industry trend that is taking the art form by storm. So stay with me. Stay with me. This is the biggest thing. So Fourth Wing, of course, right? Has sprayed edges and that whole series, whatever the heck it is. But like Jenny Villarose, The Perfect Divorce, has that sick, awesome, beautiful, kind of blood-stained sprayed edges. You know, you got Nevessa Allen with the Barnes & Noble exclusive, and her edges are sprayed. Night and the Moth, Rachel Gillig. Gillig, what a cool last name. Gillig is so cool. What an awesome last name. What an awesome last name. Amelia Hart, The Sirens, beautiful sprayed edges. It looks like a literal Monet painting. Just on the edges of her pages. It's so beautiful. And then I look at my copy of Virginia Dalloway, of Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf. And then I go into my bag, because I'm in the loft right now and I travel light, just a couple bags, you know, we're recording, working this weekend in the loft. And I looked at my copy of The Idiot by Dostoevsky. Then I looked at my copy of The Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky. Then I looked at my own books, the ones that I put months, if not years, of just editing into, nonetheless, composition. All those late nights, all those substances, all that stress, all that pressure, all that discipline, all that sacrifice of not going out or doing things at a certain time, or just like, you know, my energy, my sleep, whatever, you know. All of that study, all of that heart, all of that soul put into that, I now realize it's completely inferior to people like, you know, Geneva Rhodes and Amelia Hart. Of course, Rebecca Yarros. And here's why. I'm there with Virginia Woolf. I'm there with Nabokov. And what does that mean? Inferior as an artist. Inferior as a literary figure. Inferior as a writer, as a, I would argue, even as a person, because I don't have, wait for it, sprayed edges. I don't have sprayed edges on my books. They don't have sprayed edges on their books, but all the cool kids do. Nevessa Allen, Alex Astor, Lucy Score. You're going to notice also a little trend in the sprayed edges. There are not a lot of male names, by the way. In fact, there are none. Oh, Kristen Hanna, the Nightingale Deluxe Edition. That's definitely not a cash grab. So cool, because she has those sprayed edges, and it's the Nightingale, which has been out for, I think, over a decade or so. But now she has sprayed edges. So she's been vaunted into that basically like top five, top 10 literary figures of all time, over with Rena Kent. And Lauren Asher. I'm sure there are a ton of males too, because, like, you know, males do so well in literature in this contemporary age in 2025, year of our Lord. Yeah, but these sprayed edges, I mean, it's just so cool how it's incredible for the consumer too, because, you know, you put a lot, especially these larger companies, these larger publishers, these bigger artists and authors with bigger names. There's a lot of money and time and resources that go into just designing and then executing on the sprayed edges, right? So Suzanne Collins has that that new Hunger Games Deluxe Edition, yes. And I love it for the consumer in such a tough economy that the consumer now is able and they have to pay more, a lot more, for these way fluffier, more expensive novels with sprayed edges, I can't get sprayed edges. Like, I'd have to just spray paint them in the street. I can't get, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of design work up front just to proof them, nonetheless, actually execute on a press. I just can't get the sprayed edges, and I'm lesser for it. I'm less of a man. I'm less of a human. I'm less of everything. I might be less of a being in general. I'm just a lesser presence. And so is Hemingway, you know, so is Shakespeare. And so is Virginia Woolf and Jane Austen and Emily Brontë. E.B. White. I could go on, you know. It's just sad, you know. I on the bookshelf in my room, up here in this loft, there's a big shelf, couple of the, or I guess, you know, call it like a whole wall of shelves and decorations, and a couple of the shelves are just lined with books. So good amount of books, and I was really liking the selection. And I saw Homer's Odyssey, you know, the Odyssey. I was listening to that on audiobook the other day. I was like, wow, you know, I had to revisit the Odyssey because that Tolstoy quote really rung out in my heart, because I want to continue to perform at my highest as a writer and continue to give you folks and my expanding reader base the best possible outcomes. And I said, you know, Tolstoy's quote of, here it is, it's something along the lines of, I mean, he wrote this in Russian, but it's something along the lines of, there are, or every great story deals with two things: a stranger comes to town, or a man goes on an adventure. Whether you agree with that or not, it just kind of, it kind of stuck with me in my heart as both a stranger that goes to a lot of towns, and also a young man on an adventure. Once a kid on an adventure, and now a man on an adventure. And I just can't appreciate that anymore. Not unless it has sprayed edges. Look how beautiful it is. Just look it up. Look up Geneva Rose, The Perfect Divorce by Geneva Rose, who now completely outshines Shakespeare. Because I love how the consumer now has to pay more in this awesome economy in 2025. As I record this in April, late April, for your reference. It's just so awesome how they charge more for these deluxe editions and these very glossy made books. It's just really awesome. I'm happy. I'm proud of where the industry is going. I'm happy that there are almost 99% female names and female produced books. I'm happy the way things are being consumed, and of course how things are being produced. It's just so awesome to see these sprayed edges like in person. It's like looking at a video of a lion. It could be 4K. It could be the highest quality National Geographic-ish out there. But
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Seeing one in person, that's different. You feel that presence. You can look at these sprayed edge books online, these deluxe editions that cost like anywhere from 10 to 50 to 100% more than what they would cost without them, especially in the hardcover. But actually going to the Barnes & Noble or the bookstore, mostly Barnes & Nobles will cover these, but there's a lot of indies that have some wonderful revelatory sprayed edge copies. Seeing them up close is like believing them. Like, seeing is to believe, and you're not going to get what I'm laying down if you don't understand the sprayed edge aspect. So, yeah. I know this isn't a super long podcast. I know I have just not been recording just much at all lately in terms of the podcast side, but I promise you it is not. I always say there are many things. You can call me. There are many insults that you can levy at me that are perfectly legitimate. Right? Like, very, very legitimate. I'm not going to go over the list now, but, like, you know, I have some criticisms and some character flaws that are just way out there, man. But two things you can't call me are lazy or a loser. I'm just not lazy, and I'm just not a loser. So all that's to say, sorry, not sorry for not recording these podcasts, but I really love the podcast. I love making these episodes. I will be doing it more consistently. It's a beautiful thing. I just get to talk and have some fun on the mic and just talk about the glory of Sprayed Edges and how much better Rebecca Yarros is as an artist than Ernest Hemingway, and how it's completely justified, by the way, that she charges anywhere from, you know, say twice as much to maybe quarter as much, or twice as much, or a quarter, so maybe 25-50% more than, say, you know, a used copy of Lolita, or, you know, The Trial by Kafka, one of my favorites. It's just great how they're able to charge more than those lesser artists who, like, didn't really pave the way for much of anything. They just kind of, I now have seen the light. And the light is Sprayed Edges. Sprayed Edges, folks. It's so beautiful. Please pay more for those books. I urge you. It's so worth it. Because it's like art within art. It's like the coolest thing ever. It's like, folks, guys, gals, theys, it's like sex on the beach. And you know, and you know, while you're doing it, there's no such thing as Mondays, and you're like two margaritas deep, and it's a person you love so much, and you feel so full, and it's at sunset, and there are doves just singing all around you, and then it gets a little gritty. I'm painting a picture here, but, like, you know, and you're just filled with joy. It's like bliss. It's like heaven. It's like better than any hedonistic pleasure, like sex on a beach. I just did an injustice to these really, really overpriced. I mean deluxe edition books, to Kristen Hannah and the great literary figures, not of just our time, but of all time. So, in short, screw Hemingway, screw Nabokov, screw my influences, screw Virginia Woolf, screw them. Screw Jane Austen. Screw Marcel Proust. They don't have Sprayed Edges. Rebecca Yarros does. Kristen Hannah does. You need Sprayed Edges in your life. Even if you only have $35 left to your name, you need to pay for the deluxe editions of these books. Because, yeah, they told you to. So do it. Well, with that, yeah, there is not much more for me to say or do here. I've said my piece. I didn't mean to say overpriced. That's such an insult to woman and China and Google. So I never meant to insult anyone. I didn't mean to say overpriced. I meant to say beautiful deluxe editions. More expensive and more luxuriant, not overpriced, because they're not overpriced and they're not overdone and they're not tacky at all. These books with Sprayed Edges at all, they're not tacky. So I'm really glad that I was able to get an episode out tonight and record one, at least see when it comes out. And I just appreciate everything. Thank you. Sprayed Edges in literature hopefully are here to stay. They've revolutionized everything. They've changed the game, and I could not be happier for it. So, yeah. Shout out to Sprayed Edges. Please pay for them, because, like, I can't make sprayed edges with my press. I can't make sprayed edges with my distributor. I don't deserve it. Virginia Woolf doesn't deserve it. Carl Jung doesn't deserve it. It's, it's Geneva Rose. She deserves it. So cool. So cool. All right. Good night. Good morning. Hope you're having an awesome day or night, wherever you are. And if you're not, now I'm being actually genuine. I hope you know that was satire. Oh, whoop, did I say that? No, but genuinely, if you're struggling, I hope you find the strength. And if you're doing well, I hope you continue to do well. So be good. And as I always say, go live. Nothing better. Go live. Even if it means the pain, even if it means the self-indignation, the stress, the anxiety, just go live. Go live. Go get insulted. Go out there and drive in traffic. Go out there and drive on an empty freeway with no traffic. Just go live. Go out and hike a mountain. Go write a book. Go live. Do something. I implore you. Thanks.